Hey Lucy, hey Eugene, how are you doing? This is Dustin Brown. Just got to my changing room, just finished practicing here with Gail at Tiebreak 10s. Yeah, just want to give you guys a shout out. Love what you guys are doing at Blackspin Global and all the best from me, okay? See you guys.
Hello everybody and welcome to the latest edition of the Blackspin Global Podcast. I'm Eugene.
And I'm Lucy.
And yeah guys, welcome to the latest episode. Lucy, how you doing?
Doing alright, bit tired, but you know, pushing through.
Indeed, indeed. Sunday. It's a nice day actually. It's like sun's shining, which is nice. Mm-hmm. Change. Mm-hmm. Although it's quite cold. It has kind of turned recently, but we move. First and foremost, I do want to basically, you've probably seen our posts on like social media of the one and only Dustin Brown, aka Dreddy Tennis, giving us that shout out, which was when he was in Dubai for the Tiebreak 10s event last week now, which is just incredible. Like, it was so kind of, it was just kind of surreal almost to hear, like, yeah, it's like pro tennis player, like, say our names and the platform.
Yeah, fact.
Which was mad.
Yeah, huge.
And I do want to thank Rodney Rapson, who's like a friend of the pod as well, who basically hooked that up for us. So, yeah, like, just massive, massive thank you to Dustin Brown. And like we said in the post, like, all the best for the rest of the 2021. Quickly on.
And I just want to say, from now on, I want everyone to pronounce my name the same way he pronounced my name. He said Lucy, and that's what we're going to go with. If Dustin Brown said that's how he pronounced my name, I don't want to hear anyone else pronouncing my name. If you call me Lucy, I'm airing you. It's that simple.
Basically, what Lucy said. Just quickly.
Lucy, on. Lucy, come on, Eugene, pick it up.
Lucy. just quickly on the Tiebreak 10s event. Just if you're not really aware, like, for like what it is, so it's literally a 10-point tiebreaker, and yeah, literally first to 10 points, it's like quick elimination, so it all happens literally in one day. And this year, like I said, it was in Dubai, and we had eight players taking part. So it was Gael Monfils, Benjamin Hassan, Zizou Bergs, Dustin Brown, Taylor Fritz, Simon Roberts, Ramukar Ramnathan, and Daniel Evans. And the winner of this edition was the Belgian Zizou Bergs, and he beat Monfils in the semi-finals and Taylor Fritz in the final, and he also beat Dustin Brown as well in that first round match. So yeah, like, it's just, it's one of those like events that kind of, I don't know, I think that basically they're trying to like get a new kind of audience engaged, similar to like, remember what Patrick was doing during the whole pandemic with his
events.
And like, obviously players, like, they take to it, like, in terms of like wanting to get involved. I think the prize money was like $500,000, like, dollars, which is not bad.
Yeah, that's so good.
It's a nice bag. So yeah, and like, I think anything that kind of like, yeah, gets like an audience engaged and like, yeah, draws a new audience, like, that's ultimately going to be good for the game. So yeah, shouts out to everyone involved with tiebreak 10s even. Getting into the show now, so it's a quick one in terms of like kind of talking about past events that have kind of taken place. So yeah, since we've been off, we had the event in Tenerife, which was a WTA 250. And just trying to see who's actually in the final of that event. So yeah, the final was between, let's get this up.
I think I was just on that. Cam Norrie. No, sorry, I'm trying shit.
This is Cam Norrie.
That was Four Finger.
That was Indian Wells. Yeah.
The finals is Sinner and Schwartzman. Wait, Kremlin Cup.
I'm talking about the Tenerife. So this is the ladies event.
Oh, sorry, my bad. Okay.
So yeah, this is literally happening. Well, the final actually is happening as we record, and I'm just getting up who's playing in that final. So it's the American Anne Lee, who's had a decent season. I think she made a really good start to the year, actually. Like, kind of had an indifferent like middle part of the season, but yeah, it looks like she's back to playing good tennis. And the Colombian Camila Osorio. So they're literally competing in the final at the moment. And in that event, we had Heather Watson. She took on the 7th seed Clara Towson in the first round and lost in 3 sets. But that was a really like closely contested match. The final set was a tiebreaker that Towson ultimately took. But yeah, that was Heather Watson in that draw for Tenerife. And then in the men's side, we had the Kremlin Cup, which you were just speaking about. So we had Mikel Immer. He was playing in that, so he took on Tommy Paul, the American, and yeah, he lost in straight sets, but there were two close sets. It was 6-7, 5-7, so yeah, a close match for Immer, but yeah, just lost out to Tommy Paul there. And the final of that event, it's Karatsev and Marin Cilic, and again, that's literally yet to be played as we record this. And then, yeah, the event that we kind of was paying quite a lot of attention to, for obvious reasons, Francis Tiafoe and Andy Murray meeting in the first round in Antwerp, which is a very eventful match. It was a three set, I want to say the longest three set match of the year. Three tie-break sets. It went on for like 3 hours and 45 minutes. And just, yeah, just a really high quality match.
Yeah, it was very entertaining.
I think it's the third time they played each other as well in like 2 years, which is like, it's quite a lot. Like, clearly.
And the thing is, throughout the match, you could never even tell who's going to win. So at one point, you're like, okay, yeah, Travis is going to win. And it's like, oh shit, Andy's going to win. And it's like, oh no, Travis is going to win. But, you know, every time, it was just crazy. Every time one was closed, the other was just waking up out of nowhere and just doing crazy stuff. But it was a very good match. Yeah. There was a tie break on every single, all three sets. Mm-hmm. Very intense. It was all good. You can see Tiafoe really wanted people to cheer for him as well. But it was in Russia, right?
No, Belgium. Belgium. Yeah, Antwerp.
Belgium. And I was like, oh, Tiafoe, I know you want to, but you're in a black American, you know how they are, but don't worry, we are rooting for you, virtually, you know. But even though towards the end, I feel like at the beginning they were a bit quiet, but I feel like because the match was so good, towards the end you could hear more and more and more people cheering. Yeah.
Obviously, Murray is like a crowd favourite. Like, yeah, he's loved all
and
over the world.
It's like there was like British people there as well, because you know the way some of them were saying "Come on, Andy," was sounding like very British accent, not like a French-ish Belgium accent. So yeah.
But no, it was like you said, a really entertaining match, and like it was difficult to kind of like gauge where the momentum was, because it was just one of those matches where I think both players are playing quite well. And that's always a nice kind of thing as well, like when both players are playing well, like not just one player, like
exactly
or kind of what you tend to have a lot in tennis is one player playing better tennis than the other, like at different stages, whereas I'd say for this match it was like literally consistent throughout, like they were both playing a high level throughout. There was a bit of a scare actually in the second set, I want to say, it was actually the first set,
TFO
had the trainer come out.
I was a bit worried,
thinking, damn, like, what's up? But I think it was just, like, a precautionary thing. Just, like, had some treatment to his back. But, yeah, he looked fine, like, in terms of after the trainer came out. And they were a really, really nice exchange as well at the end. Like, did you see when they, like, just hugged and, like, spoke a bit at the net? Obviously, Tiafoe is a well-liked guy. So is Murray. So, again, no real surprise. You did send me something, actually.
It was his Instagram post. It was really nice.
Yeah, there was that. But there was also something else as well. I think it was Murray talking in press.
Oh, yeah. But what was he saying again?
I'm just trying to find it. Yeah, here it is. So yeah, Andy said
after. Oh, this. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Do you want to read it? Because you sent.
So it was a thing where you know, Andy said after the match they spent like 30 minutes in the locker room, and they were just talking about different stuff, or like having a long conversation. And Andy basically was saying how it was the first time he basically ever did something like that. Like he said that he had a conversation before, like after playing in one of the match, and I think it was with Melzer, the US Open. Mm. And once after playing but that was only because he was going to speak to the queen afterwards. So it was a bit different, but he said that the conversation he was having with Tiafo was just different. And it's not it's so sweet and nice hearing that, but it's not too surprising because they're both good vibes, especially Andy and stuff. And I think that's why Tiafo, you know, really then made that nice post on Instagram, which to me was great to see because, you know, I think Andy has been trying to prove the last year and a half that, you know, okay, I had a little down, but I'm back up. Like I'm hustling, and he's doing really good. And you know, it's like, and I love how Tiafoe ended a post with "put some respect" or like "Sir Andy Murray." When he put "Sir Andy Murray," yeah, I was like, nice. "That is my guy." Like, I was like, "Yeah, it's not Andy Murray, it's Sir Andy Murray," and shit like that just makes me really happy. Yeah. And it just shows that, you know, Tiafoe he's a great guy. Like you can see that he tries to get along with everyone. Mm. Like he just wants to come and play and win, and I just I've loved his energy throughout this season, to be fair.
Like you said, just good vibes, both of them. And I even said, like, after the match, obviously I was disappointed Tiafoe lost, but at the same time I wasn't mad Murray winning, like,
yeah,
just because, yeah, obviously,
yeah, exactly,
been through, like, and it's just
facts.
He's one of the greats. Like, it's just nice to see him still, like, so hungry to compete,
boy. I was crying when he announced that retirement. I was like,
really, he ain't going back there. So no, he looks really good. And on TFO too, like, I think these kind of matches and like his mind, where his mind's at, you can tell, like, yeah, he's so like just locked in, and it's just brilliant to see. And I really do think he's going to have a strong end to the season. So we'll talk about where he's at, well, this week anyway, but yeah, I think just all round, just really good to see that event. Who won that in the end? Because I think
isn't that the final that's happening?
Yeah, so it's Sinner.
Sinner and Schwartzman.
Schwartzman, that's it. Diego Schwartzman, took out Andy in the second round. So yeah, again, that's a pretty high quality like match up there. So well, good luck to both of them. So yeah, that kind of wraps up in terms of what events have took place since we've been off. Coming up now, we've got, let's start with the ladies actually. I say ladies, so Jasmine Paolini, she's back home in Italy playing the Cormo Ladies Open, which is a WTA 250 event. So Unj Jabeur, she's the top seed there, and yeah, that's the draws are decent in terms of like the players in that. So Paolini, she starts against the qualifier, and she could actually play Jabeur in the quarterfinals, provided they both get through, like win their matches, and that'd be quite a nice match. But I don't think they've ever played each other before.
I don't think so, no.
So that'd be quite interesting to see if that happens. There is another event actually taking place in Cluj, Romania. So the Transylvania Open. But yeah, from a Black Spin Global perspective, no one's in that for us. Simona Halep, she's the top seed there. And Annette Kontaveit, I think she's into the final in Russia, I want to say. She's in good form.
I think she's the one who even took out Halep.
That rings a bell, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's happening this week as well. So that's in Romania, so look out for that. That's also 250. Back on the men's side now, though, we've got the Erste Bank Open in Vienna, which is a ATP 500. Pretty big tournament, and yeah, some big names in this. So top seed is Stefanos Tsitsipas, who obviously hasn't played since Indian Wells. And yeah, the second seed is Alexander Zverev. In this draw we've got, we'll talk about the matchups in a bit in more detail later, but yeah, so Schwartzman's in the draw, Casper Ruud, Jannik Sinner, Hubert Hurkacz, Berrettini, like some big hitters. But from a black spin perspective, so Felix Auger-Aliassime, again, this is the first time we've seen him since Indian Wells as well. He's the sixth seed, and he takes on Ricardis Berankis, who I think he was a semi-finalist in Russia. But yeah, that's not a bad draw, I think, for Felix. And this will be his first European indoor, well, latter part of it anyway. I think he played an event earlier in the year in Europe. But yeah, that's a nice draw, I think, for Felix. Gael Monfils, fresh from his exploits in Dubai at tiebreak 10s, he has Lorenzo Musetti in the first round, which is going to be a very nice matchup, I think. Musetti's been struggling recently, but a very talented player, obviously. TFO, he had to play qualifying, so he won his two qualifying matches. But yeah, as we record this, he's not been placed yet in the main draw. But yeah, looking forward to seeing TFO again. It's good for him to, as well, to like get those qualifying wins. The players he beat, so Alex Molchan, it was a three set win for TFO. And then the final qualifying match was against Lucas Miedler, who's Austrian, so like a home favourite there. And again, that was another three set win for TFO, so he's into the main draw in Vienna. And also in the doubles draw, there's an interesting partnership. So Felix is playing doubles with German Andreas Mies. I think that's how you say his name. I hope it is anyway. They start against Brits Dan Evans and Neil Skupski in the first round. So, a lot of tennis. I think the men's event has got it this week in terms of attention-wise.
Especially those first rounds. Like, when I was looking at the draws, I was like, okay, yeah, there's some quality, good first round. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah. So, for instance, Fognini, Schwartzman, that's going to be very interesting. Casper Ruud, Lloyd Harris, that's another big one.
Yeah, I think even Monfils and Musetti is going to be very entertaining. Tsitsipas and Dimitrov, definitely. Especially as well. Again, Murray and
I was going to say, Murray Hurkacz. So that's the repeat of the semi-final? I think it was a semi-final.
I can't remember, but they've played it all the time. Andy's draws has been crazy, can't lie.
It's been a bit mad.
But
it's literally, he's kind of playing himself into form. So,
exactly. It's a good thing.
It's good to see. Just quickly, actually, we didn't hop on the subject of British tennis. Cameron Norrie, what did you make of his win in California, the Indian Wells, taking the Indian Wells Masters title?
I think that was dope. Yeah. Just keep it up, innit? Nice seeing the Brits being on job this year. It's just about consistency now. That's pretty much it. I didn't think he would make it that far at all.
Yeah, because he
was not my top choices.
He beat Basilis Vili in the final. It was a free set win.
Which was nice to see. I'm happy that he did that.
I agree. Like, it's nice to kind of see like the Brits doing well. Like, it's been a minute.
Yeah, 100%.
Obviously, 100%. We had the Emma Raducanu.
Boris Johnson, give us a bank holiday. Tennis coming over. You guys be screaming, it's coming home. Football did not come
tennis
home
is this doing entire the job. Year.
Tennis have been coming home. Boris, the Queen, hello, everyone. Give us our bank holiday, bro.
Very, very mad. Lucy, that's all I have in terms of rundown wise. We will know, obviously, it's October, so it's October still, coming into November, and the big release of King Richard, the movie, which we're all looking forward to.
Yes, sir.
There was like snippets.
We've still got some things cooking up coming through. Indeed. Hopefully, so stay tuned, guys.
Indeed. Just keep your ears or eyes peeled. And ears close to the ground. I think that's the saying. But yeah, thanks for listening. And again, massive shout out to Dustin Brown, man, for that shout out. Like, much appreciated. Yes. I think from now on we're actually going to get players to do that, like
100%, 1,000.
We speak to them, like, yes. Yeah, just to show that they're on board.
Hey guys, this is and you are listening to Blackspin Global Podcast. Come on.
So indeed, come on. But yeah, guys, thanks for listening and enjoy the tennis. And until next time, take care.